This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, maybe you've heard, maybe you have not, but there's been a nationwide recall on 12 million pounds of meat and poultry products potentially contaminated with listeria. Now, the recall includes ready-to-eat meals that have been sent to schools, restaurants, and retailers. And pretty much it's every retailer that anyone shops in. Now, keep in mind, you may have already eaten some of it because listeria symptoms, yeah, they can take up to 10 weeks to show up. So there's that. And then in Pennsylvania, 11 members of an Amish family, they were hospitalized over the weekend after eating wild toxic mushrooms. They found them in the woods, brought them home for dinner. They ended up in the hospital. But they're not alone. About 6,000 toxic mushroom poisonings happen each year in the U.S. alone. That's about 500 a day. Meanwhile, I'm sorry, 500 a month. Meanwhile, Delta Airlines, they suspended meal services for over 200 flights after a routine FDA inspection found, quote, undisclosed safety issues at one of their meal service facilities. But this is not Delta's first, hey, maybe don't eat our food moment. A few months ago, airline diverted a flight after accidentally serving passengers moldy food. But it can always be worse. On a different Delta flight, a passenger was transporting fish in the overhead bin. But it was riddled with maggots. And those maggots started raining down on other passengers' heads. So yeah, that flight was diverted. But as far as food raining down on people's heads, there's the woman a few weeks ago who was knocked unconscious after cauliflower fell off of a shelf. That's right. Today, we're talking about those food experiences that just went wrong or went sideways. And it could be anything, you know, the food poisonings, the food recalls, choking, burning, mistaken ID, stains they left on you. But today, we want to know, quote, when did food do you dirty?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Over Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4199. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You bring us three stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Is it a brutal week on Who Sucks Less?
I wouldn't say brutal. I'd say just more creepy and unnecessary. It all has to do with the phone, that magical phone that we have. Just because you have a phone doesn't mean you should always use it.
Aha.
That's the best way of putting it.
I read a story about that today where I was like, wow, that's really weird. That's a weird thing to do to somebody.
Yeah, this might be one of these stories might be what you read today. I don't know, because all three stories are weird people making weird decisions.
Does one of them
have
to do with putting your phone number on your baggage tag at the airport?
No, I did see that. So okay. Guys, don't do this. Even if you think a chick is hot and you're at the airport at baggage claim and you see her number on the tag on her suitcase,
don't text her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, No, I had to be worried about chicks like stealing my number, but no.
No.
Dudes are like, please. Yeah, I write my number as big as I can.
Take the number.
Yeah, the guy actually texted like, you're hot. And she's like, yeah, this is not going to happen.
That's weird as hell.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. What else do we have for you today? A chance for you to win tickets to see Disturbed as they come to town May 5th, the Climate Pledge. They told us to give you guys a certain time, and then we give the code word, and you text that to 206-803-ROCK. Today, we decided to pick the time to be 420.
That's thinking.
We'll give you the code word of 420. You text that at 206-803-ROCK. Your chance to win tickets to see Disturbed. Speaking of tickets, by the way, another side note here. As we announced yesterday, once again, we are doing Live Day Friday night, December 13th. This time around at Showbox Soto.
Yes.
Just know if you are
Get bitten.
If you are a Rockaholic member, check your email. Today in the transmission, there is a pre-sale code, to speak. So you can buy those tickets right now up until, I believe, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
All right.
So if you want to join us for Live Day, you have a chance to buy those tickets before they go on sale, as they go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. for the general public. However, if you are a Rockaholic member, and if you're not, head to KISW.com, sign up. We send you about an email a week, whatever's important in our world. Hopefully it's concerts, ticket opportunities, and all that kind of stuff. But the code...
No updates on staff, like, Taryn had a good day today. Sarah's getting a haircut. I'm just saying, we should be all-inclusive.
Yeah. Terrence's dog turned one.
Castle clearly had a recent beard trim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all small
there.
Little thing.
It's all there. Plus the code word to buy tickets for a Live Day before they go on sale. So
my head was toilet paper, not a marshmallow.
Yes. So Live Day tickets. We've got 5K a day. That's going on as well. All you have to do is listen to the show on the Odyssey app for 1 hour for your chance to win your share of $5,000 a day. So that's another opportunity for you to get into some gimmick we got going on here. Mm-hmm. So just listen on the Odyssey app to KISW for 1 hour. Be sure to log into the app. That way they know you're there and you'll be entered to win. And that's every single day.
Until we run out of money.
Until we run out of that money. That's exactly right.
There doesn't seem to be like an exact date that it ends. So my mind, like, hey, man, with this company... We're going to go bankrupt. It's going to keep giving you money.
That's right.
And when one of us isn't here, we're out of money.
We got rid of Ted, and we're keeping it going a little while longer.
One more month.
Take it to Christmas.
One more month. Today I had a question. When did food do you dirty? Food can do you dirty in a number of ways. And this one I can actually relate to some degree. As 11 members of an Amish family, including a one-year-old, they were hospitalized in Pennsylvania last week, after ingesting wild toxic mushrooms. A member of the family in southeastern Pennsylvania's Peach Bottom Township told authorities they became sick after eating wild mushrooms that one of them found in the woods and then brought home for dinner, according to a spokesman with the Delta Cardiff Volunteer Fire Company. The family member, who reported the illness, walked about a half a mile to a telephone booth to call 911.
I can't even believe they have a telephone booth.
That is amazing. Or that he had change. The family is Amish and does not have a telephone. The 11 were a man, a woman, and 9 of their children.
Damn.
They ranged in age from 1 until 39. Quote, it was wild mushrooms, but the hospital would have to confirm the type, according to the emergency medical services. The fire department and EMS units, they went to the family Friday night after being told 11 had ingested toxic mushrooms and all of them were ill, and they were transported to a hospital. 11 patients were treated and then released overnight. They say about 6,000 toxic mushroom ingestions happen each year in the United States.
Yeah.
I am proud to be a part of that number. More than half in children under 6, according to the National Library of Medicine, which said that misidentification of species, that's among the top reasons for mushroom poisonings. And as you said, Steve, you would think, as far as foraging mushrooms,
if I had to trust a group of people that are not professional mushroom foragers, all right, I just feel like the Amish would do a much better job than most other people that I would blindly trust to walk in the woods and grab mushroom, right? Just based on lifestyle and everything else. Yep. I would have been confident. You know, Billy comes home with the mushrooms and says, hey, man, I found these in the woods. It wouldn't have crossed my mind. Just based on the fact that Amish, we live off the land. We do the thing. Hey. I'd be like, all right, hook it up.
You would think that, like, in their tradition, it's been
You would just ingrained.
Right, it's gone down over the years. Like, don't eat these, eat those.
And it's not like they migrate everywhere. Like, Pennsylvania is the Amish stronghold, so whatever grows there, you would just think. But then it crossed my mind, if they said, okay, which one of your friends would you trust the most to forage mushrooms that aren't going to kill you? Ooh. And I can't think of any.
Oh, wow. I have a couple.
Do you?
Yeah. I know some guys, like, that's their thing.
Okay.
You could be driving down the road.
But one mistake, Ted.
I trust them.
You know, you could pick 300 mushrooms, but one mistake.
Right.
That's going to be the one that bites you.
But see, that's the thing I was saying to Miles earlier is like, Ted, you're in a situation I'd want to be in, which is if I don't know that this is what you do, I'm not trusting you on your mushroom selection.
Hey, look, I think
they're insane. Like one guy I know, like I've literally been in a car with him. We had to like make a U-turn so he could run up underneath some tree. It's like, how did you even see that?
How did he know?
Right, you were driving. He's like, I love foraging for mushrooms. Like, he studies them and this and that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, most of the mushrooms you eat in the store there are grown in a dark, cool environment someplace in a mushroom
type typically
farm.
Not poisonous. Typically.
Hopefully, except for the one that I got.
But it looked different than the other mushrooms.
It did. It looked vibrant. It looked beautiful.
I don't think vibrant fungus, knowing the mushrooms are fungus, like that to me is a warning sign.
Hang on. You never said that before. You always said it was purple or weird.
Well, no, it had a little red in it. It had a little yellow in it. It had a little different,
so
like rainbow.
So what about that? Being that all the other mushrooms, I'm assuming, are just the standard dull gray.
Yeah.
And you still looked at this one out of all the gray mushrooms that looks like that and said,
you know what, Steve.
I trust that.
Do you know when you look at a pizza, just a pizza, right?
All right.
Regular old pizza. There's a slice there that's got a bubble on it, right? Mm-hmm. And that bubble popped up and it made all the sauce run off and the cheese is gone from that area and it looks all, you know, toasty and dry. You don't pick that piece of pizza when you go in to get your first piece of pizza. You take the one that looks aesthetically pleasing to you based on the number of pepperoni pieces. Does it look crispy?
Okay,
I want to hear where he's going. Go ahead, Miles.
So this mushroom looked like the choice bite piece of mushroom that I should be eating. It just looked...
I thought you said... Okay. I could have sworn you were like, it looked weird, but I said, I'll eat it anyhow.
I'll make this argument. So we're looking at this pizza, and I understand you do not want the slice. At this point,
it has a giant poofy bubble on it.
It's now a bald man, right? All the toppings are gone.
All the good stuff on the piece of pizza is gone. Basically, you have a crust bubble in the middle of the piece, right?
And you're looking at this pepperoni pizza going, okay, I want the one that is aesthetically pleasing. Understood. Mm-hmm. This particular slice has... there are like 15 slices of pepperoni in this one slice.
It looks great.
But in spite of that pepperoni being green, you still decide to eat that slice because the other slices have your standard reddish
might have a
pepperoni.
But you pick
the one with the green pepperoni and then go, man, I don't feel good. And we say, Miles, look, man, it's one pizza. It should all look about the same.
And another pizza's got a big-ass fat piece of crust on it where the others are more thin.
That's okay.
And they have more sauce and more cheese. So I picked the mushroom that I thought looked like the one out of the batch that, you know, was the most unique, so to speak. The one that you would want.
It was the most unique because that's the one that dropped your ass.
And it put me in the hospital.
Yes,
exactly. So that was not fun at all. That was a terrible night, by the way. Now, this is a little bit different. As we said, like, if you forage mushrooms or you eat a berry out in the woods, look, you're rolling the dice. But when you go to the grocery store, you kind of expect that.
You make the assumption that your food
is not going to kill you. But a nationwide recall of meat and poultry products potentially containing listeria has expanded to nearly 12 million pounds. Now includes ready-to-eat meals that have been sent to schools, restaurants, and major retailers. The recall includes prepared salads, burritos, and other foods from stores like Costco, Trader Joe's, Target, Walmart, Kroger. We know Kroger to be what here? QFC? Fred Meyer? Are they both the same?
I just assume everything.
I mean, they have Kroger stuff, so I assume...
Yeah, me too.
Generally, Fred Meyer's grocery department is... just like QFC.
Okay. The meat used in those products processed in Durant, Oklahoma. The plant was operated by Bruce Pack. They're an Oregon-based company. They sell pre-cooked meats and poultry to industrial food service and retail companies. And the testing found potentially dangerous listeria in samples of their chicken and other things. So the recall has been out for about 6 days now. Includes foods that have been sold between May and October.
Oh, that's good.
They include chicken wraps sold at Trader Joe's, chicken burritos sold at Costco, many of those pre-salads that have the chicken slices on top that are, you know, wrapped up. Those can be included as well, sold at Target and Walmart.
Schools also got these foods. Restaurants got these foods. They can be identified by a number if you want to go look it up to see if you think any food that you have has been affected. And either way, they say, look, if the number on the recall is the number on your food, throw it away. Do not try to eat it. You can also return it to the store for a full refund. Now, here's the deal. Eating foods contaminated with Listeria, because I've heard of Listeria, just wasn't quite sure.
I'm right there with it. I don't know exactly what it is, but clearly it's not something you want.
So an infection of Listeria typically can cause fever, muscle aches, tiredness, may cause stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions. Now, the ironic part, symptoms can occur quickly or up to 10 weeks after eating contaminated food. Now, you brought the story of, in profile this, of the kids in North Carolina that ate the bear meat. The
undercooked bear meat, yeah.
And it also, a different source of the problem, but that was not identified or could possibly not be identified for 10 weeks after as well.
Right.
So I get sick today. I have to go in my mental Rolodex.
Figure out what you ate up to 2.5 months ago.
It could have been, you know, the end of August.
Right.
And I'm sick today.
That's the worst part about this, because they said, look, this affects these products that were sold from May of this year to October. So there's a good chance all of us have eaten something. It doesn't mean you get Listeria. It's the potential that it's contaminated. But I guarantee everyone we're talking to, if you eat meat and you shop at any one of the 8,000 places you just listed, you're probably eating it.
It's the same bacteria that is tied to the Boar's Head deli meat.
Yeah.
That has killed 10 people since May.
Jesus.
That's another one that could take 10. And you go through your Rolodex of things in your head, places that you have eaten, and obviously you picked the wrong dude out of the lineup. You don't...
Right. You don't remember?
You think you might know. Oh, that one night I went out for sushi, or whatever your speculation is on something that you ate. My money says you're not even close to the bullseye. I mean, you're so far off the mark that you
unless
really...
you eat all of these. Like my daughter, like she loves the deli turkey. She prefers Boar's Head. Obviously, we're kind of skipping out on that right now. Yes, she can tell the difference, so it's
annoying.
That's
what blows me away.
Oh, dude.
I mean, it's thicker, but I don't know. Like, she can't go to Hillshire Farm for like a couple weeks.
The taste isn't right to her, and it's not like she knows Boar's Head specifically. Right, my wife picks it up; it's Boar's Head. So, but my daughter, she gets it. She takes a bite. And I mean, just stops chewing and looks at us, and it's like, this isn't my normal stuff. Yeah. And we're like, it's not, but also it doesn't have Listeria. So, you know.
I'm weary of all kinds of crazy crap. Like, I was going to buy an egg salad sandwich at some deli that was like pre-made the other day, but it had sprouts on it.
Nope.
And that was the one thing that I've heard. Like, look, man.
Sprouts, spinach, stuff like that, man.
Yeah, and that's pretty high on the top of the list as far as things that can get you sick. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, no chicken salad for me.
You know it's bad when you skip out on egg salad because of the sprouts. As far as to go wrong inside of it.
Again, fair call.
That's my mental game working. Like, oh, what could it have been that made me sick?
I just don't buy egg salad. The pre-made egg salad, I'm sure it's fine. I don't know, man, when it comes to eggs, like, I need to see this beginning to end.
I used to get the one at Starbucks, and people were like, I can't believe you get that.
The egg salad sandwich?
Yeah.
Why?
Just, I think a lot of people are, like, thrilled. They like egg salad. It's not
the... I need to know the source, man.
Yeah. People don't like pre-made egg salad that much.
Okay, if it's in a gas station, and it's in one of those triangle plastic boxes... Where it's cut diagonally, and you can see the inside.
I mean, they put a date on that.
They do put a date on that, but would you be willing to eat one where the sell-by date is even 5 days after you bought it? You know what I mean? You still got five good days.
I would. I have. Because they used to sell them down at the Bartels. But I would eat them in that studio, so I didn't want to hear you guys get on me about, like, I can't believe you're eating that.
You're right.
Food lunch shaming. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A question, when did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Just got one on the text, Ted. It says, how did food do me dirty? Just now, broke my tooth on a chicharrón.
Yeah, I love those things, man, but some of those, you know, you get like the folded over chip?
Yeah.
The chicharrón or pork rind, whatever you want to call it.
If it folds over, it's like super dense?
Yes. That's not, remember, your front teeth are mainly for tearing.
Yeah.
So those are the ones you got to kind of stick back there and crunch.
You're biting through two layers of dried skin.
So do you, Ted, as somebody who loves a chicharrón?
Sometimes I just don't eat them.
Okay, I was going to ask, do you look at each chicharrón before you put it in your mouth? Just based on what you're saying, knowing if it's full, because you got your front teeth, like you said, it's not for grinding. It is for tearing.
You don't want to look at every single one you eat because some still have hair. But when you're eating them,
oh
I mean,
my God.
It's skin.
Oh, my God. Don't ruin that for me. I like those things, the barbecue ones. You found that
hair. You don't want to look at each one.
Oh, man. I hope I still eat them, so I hope I don't ruin it for people.
Well, you
may
have.
But if you pull them out and really look at them, you'll see a little hair in there.
Really?
Oh, so you don't want to. That should be their slogan. Don't look at them. They might have hair.
Is that the only food that includes hair?
Oh, no.
What other foods include hair?
I mean, I don't
mean, where you would just expect, like, you can find a hair at a restaurant or something, but like,
I understand a piece of raw chicken with a feather stuck in the side.
I get
that, you know?
But I think anything that has skin on it, you shouldn't be shocked if there's still one little hair poking out.
What other skin do we eat?
Chicken skin?
Yeah, but that's got a feather in it. So no,
and somehow that doesn't gross you out if it's a feather.
No.
And it's
isn't that just hair for chickens?
I mean, basically, it's like bird hair, right? And look, you're not wrong, man. There's just something different about me. Finding a feather, like,
it's
on my chicken.
It's a quill.
Sure. Versus, I don't know, a hair. I'm a pork rind.
Let's just go back to this. Just use your fingers, all right? If you can hear my voice, you eat those. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you pick them up, they're light and fluffy. You're like, oh, that's a good one. Sometimes you pick it up, you can feel how dense and hard it is.
All right, okay. But remember, don't look at all of them.
I'm Googling it right now. Food with hair on it.
You ever had skin off like a suckling pig? Or like you've been somewhere
once or twice in life, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That is really, really good. But I feel like in that case, the hair is burned up. How does the hair not burn off on a chicharrón? You think that hair would just burn the hell off?
I mean, they're going through a lot of them.
I wonder then, I'm just thinking about this, right? Because they're what, deep fried, air fried, something like that?
I'm pretty sure they're deep fried, yeah.
I wonder how hairy the pieces are before they throw them in the fryer. Because typically you can count on heat and fire to burn hair off, right? So I'm wondering if they're like, look, before you deep fry, don't even worry about the hair. How are
you? You never seen that? And that's kind of a lot of hair.
Golly. No.
Jeez.
No.
They're not always that much, but it happens.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a grown-up and eat it.
The only thing they're asking, basically the only thing you can find is stuff when people find an actual human hair in their food.
Yeah, food. Generally, food does not serve hairy.
Food with hair on it not popping up. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Don't put that in your search either.
Yeah. Be very specific how you Google it.
Hairy food.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I went to open the cupboard and get something out of the upper cupboard where the spice rack is and whatnot. And I had a rather large can of pumpkin pie filling, and I think it said Geronimo right before it jumped out, and it landed on my big toe right behind the first knuckle, and damn near cut that thing off.
Wow.
Did you have to go to the hospital as a result of this?
No.
Okay, were you barefoot?
Yes.
And what was your determination on not going to the hospital if it almost cut it off?
Well, I would rather just throw a couple Band-Aids on it, but as a public service announcement, all the canned food has been moved to the lower shelves.
Okay. Try not to put the heavy stuff on the top. And look, my wife organized the kitchen, but I've noticed, like, if it is heavy, it's toward the bottom. And, like, the higher you look on the shelves, the lighter the stuff. And I'm like, all right, so if it's, like, breadcrumbs, look up top. If it's some kind of soup thing, look on the bottom.
We brought up the CDC thing with a Listeria.
Yeah.
Now, is that the same thing that they say that you can get out of a dented can of food?
Botulism, I believe, is the dented can.
So the people who were eating, say, the bad nacho cheese from the convenience store that had a dented can, that's a different disease than...
That's botulism. And I'm not sure which one is worse. I think, and I'm not 100%, I think botulism is the worst of the two.
Okay.
Or at least more severe side effects. I don't know. Either way, if the can's dented, I just don't think...
They say throw it away, right?
I do.
Okay. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, hey, Ted, it makes you feel better. Text came in. It says, in Germany, if you order a ham hock, chances are there's hair on it.
That's knee hair.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
I don't care where the hair came from. I mean, look, there's no promise where the skin came from in your pork groin on the pig.
You're making this worse and worse.
And I like them.
I know you do. I'm just saying, but you make a good point. It can come from anywhere on the pig.
Oh, my God. Someone just texted and I found a nipple on my chicharron once. It was delicious. Oh, God.
Ew. You ever had those Dots pretzels
from like North
Dakota?
Yeah.
Their pork rinds are delicious.
Okay. Really.
But again, I like to be fancy, so I call them chicharrón.
Chicharrón. Yeah.
Wonder if you can find, like, the pig's balloon knot, like in a chicharrón, too. I mean, how much of the skin do they use?
You know what's happened. They just didn't notice. Because at that point, Ted makes a fine point. At that
skin.
Right. Skin to skin. Dump it in the deep fryer. Hairy, anus, it doesn't matter.
I'm telling you, if you eat those as a snack, you know. You'll see a hair and you're just like, screw it.
Okay.
Oh, right. Somebody had a text line, they're clearing it up. So botulism equals Botox. That's right. So when they do Botox.
Oh.
Right, because that's like, it paralyzes stuff. So botulism can kill you. I don't believe Listeria can kill you, but they also use botulism, right? And the Botox injections. Yeah, so that's the thing. So Listeria, you're very, very uncomfortable. Right. Botulism, just get your ass to the hospital.
When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
What is that? Is that actual meat?
That's a pig's... Sheriff's badge.
That's a pig's anus. Is that ham? That is processed ham.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This ham tastes like ass. I bet it's salty.
God almighty.
Let me see it, Mike.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to eat ham or not. That is the butt of the... Well, technically...
If I open my package of ham...
If you have a pork butt, there's a good chance that's going to show up.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Remember, pork butt is a pork shoulder. Ham is the rear.
It's the rear.
Oh, okay.
Hence spiral ham. Yeah.
Right. It was the way they used to cure them back in the day in Boston. They called them busting butts, but it's the shoulder.
Okay. Gotcha. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
I will say, I don't eat a ton of ham sandwiches.
Oh, my God in heaven.
But sometimes you eat a ham sandwich and there's that little chewy part of ham.
Yeah, I always pull it out. Yeah. I don't know what it is, and I try to disavow that it happened.
Is that bacon?
That's bacon.
Bacon with a nipple on it? That's impossible. That's a stomach lining. How can it be? Well, I guess it's
on the
way...
stomach.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, where the nipples are.
I'll be damned.
Purple nipple bacon.
How about that? So bacon is right on the nipple line.
Would you send it back? Right? So I'm at Denny's.
Okay, a piece of bacon has a nipple on it. We fry that up, and then we dare someone, and then someone loses a bet, and they got to eat the bacon nipple.
I would... You know what? I'd be okay with
it. It's probably
nipple,
crunchy
dude.
And delicious.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go for it.
I mean... You know, it's not like I put nipples in her mouth. When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, you're right. Now it's like, well, it's from a pig. That's disgusting.
Right.
I guarantee everybody in this room's had is it a nipple around their
I've
mouth.
Had a nipple in my mouth. Sometimes you would think it's from a pig.
Spent a lot of money trying to get that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, teacher Rome.
Hola.
All right, so I flew up from Germany to Latvia to grab a helicopter and fly back down to Germany. And I spent the weekend there because you can't fly over the weekend in Germany. So I went to Sunday dinner, and I was like, why is everybody eating pizza and not going to the cafeteria? So I go to the cafeteria, and what they called it was the meat puck. And so it looked like a scotch egg that somebody squished a little bit, and you could play hockey with. And so I ate it, and I was like, well, it's not that bad, and nobody else is in the cafeteria. Everybody else is in the hotel eating pizza. I get back up there, and I'm like, why are you all eating pizza? And they're like, did you go to the cafeteria? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, did you eat the meat puck? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, dude. I was like, damn it. I have to be up 5 o'clock the next morning to go to the airfield and grab this helicopter and go fly. And I wake up at 10 o'clock because I went to bed early. I woke up at 10 o'clock and I run to the bathroom and I immediately throw up 5 times. I then turn around, sit down on the toilet and defecate 5 times. And it's not solid. It's just all the liquid and stuff coming out of me. And I can only liken it to pre-colonoscopy.
Okay.
And so I did this from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the morning on the hour every hour. So I get up at 5 to go pack all our stuff in the van to drive to the airfield from the little hotel. And I put all my stuff in the back, and my co-pilot looks at me and goes, "You okay?" And there's snow on the ground because I think it was January in Latvia. And I just immediately vomit all this. We have like little drink packets to put in our water to flavor the water, and it's all red. So I'm like puking, like violently puking red all into the snow. And I'm just like, I'm shaking and I don't know if I'm going to be okay.
How long did all these side effects last from the meat puck?
So thankfully we didn't have to fly. I went back to the hotel. I talked to the doc and to the medic, and God, it's when you are a mess and a beautiful nurse is like listening to your stomach and the doc's like, "That's food poisoning." You're like, "Jesus Christ, can you please just give me medication?" I laid in bed till noon and I was laying in bed and thankfully I had a room to myself and I just was hating life and I tried to take a nap and I trusted a fart and I lost. And I bagged up all the linens. Thankfully, there was 2 beds, so I got on the other bed. But I bagged up all the linens, put them in a trash bag, threw them out the window because I was so ashamed of myself and didn't want the maid to see it. And, like, walked downstairs to have a cigarette and throw the trash bag that I threw out the window from the 3rd story into the dumpster. Yeah, it was bad, man.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm assuming when you get on the helicopter, that's not a smooth ride, right? I mean, you're shaking, you're bumping, you're, you know.
I can confirm this.
Using a wind pocket or whatever the deal is. That's not the ideal thing to be blending your stomach.
No, and thank God, they were like we had a freeze. It was freezing in the clouds, so we couldn't fly through it. And thankfully, the weather was just terrible. The next day was beautiful. And we got to Lithuania, and I had some really good food, but it lasted about, like, a good 24 hours. I was just trying to chug water and get
hydrated. Hey, man, I have a question.
Oh, don't eat the meat puck.
Don't eat the meat puck. I think the real lesson here is if you're in a foreign country and none of the people that live in that country
are eating their own food.
Right. Skip that meal.
Yeah. I mean, so when we went to England, they will eat breakfast, an English breakfast. After that, they're eating Indian food.
Was that on base that you ate that?
Yeah, so it's Lea Verde it's just to the west of Riga, which is the capital. And all the Americans, they learned, like, so I just came up there from Germany. All the other Americans that were in Lea Verde were like, "Oh, yeah, we learned the first week we were here not to eat that because we all got sick." And I'm like, "Oh, thanks, guys, for, like, giving me the heads up."
Why,
like,
do you think they keep serving this thing if everyone that eats it gets sick?
Because the military contracts people that are
right. Okay. All right, let me ask you this, though. Say you're on the helicopter, but the weather had been good the day you were originally scheduled to leave. You're still spraying it out of both sides. I mean, do you just open the helicopter door, hang your ass out, and go, or what do you do?
So I had a friend that had this problem in Afghanistan, and so when you do a dust landing, they call it you brown out, which is you kick a lot of dust up.
Yeah.
You browned out inside the helicopter.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah, and you throw the seat away.
Is there a helicopter big enough to have a bathroom on it in service anywhere?
Yes. The Chinook has a pee tube at the back of the, like, by the gate or by the ramp. So you could pee into the tube. I don't know about going number two unless it's not solid.
Okay.
And then, I just got to ask, is it hard to pee in a tube in a helicopter and a bunch of dudes just looking at you?
Not if you're in the back. If you're in the front, it's just so uncomfortable. And, like, I'm 6'4", so there's not that much space up front for me. I just pee my pants.
Really?
All right.
You can do that.
I mean,
you can do that. Because we tried one day. We couldn't do it.
Right. I mean, we had diapers on.
We had adult diapers on. We're trying to see if we can actually pull the trigger to use the bathroom in our pants.
I mean, if it's that bad and it, like, you know, sting. If it's that sting.
The sting.
I'm just like, I'm like, go for it, man. Like, if I'll focus. I've never tried. I mean,
if you I guess what we're saying is, like,
I'll report back.
I could pee my pants if it's just at the point that I cannot control myself anymore. But typically, yeah. I've known for 30 minutes I have to pee. And if I just went to the bathroom, I would pee. So in your case, at the moment you know you need to pee, can you just let it go? Or do you have to wait basically until the seal is just broken?
See, I've never tried, but I feel like I could. I just drove 10 hours back from Tennessee, and I got scared because I had a giant jug of water, and I was just like, there's not enough room in my truck. I can't. I just had to pull over and just bite the bullet and pee on the side of the road. But I don't know. I can try and report back through.
I got to ask you, since that's what you did in your years of service, what do you do now?
Oh, I'm still doing it, brother. I'm about a year and a half out from retirement, and then I am done. I'm going to go to the house, smoke weed, and listen to Johnny Cash.
Okay.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, you can't smoke weed now, can you?
No, unfortunately.
How often do they test you?
Do you think you'll be one of those dudes like on the shore that has like a trailer double wide and then it's got a helicopter out front? You offer rides for, you know, $150?
Only if you and Thrill come and all the boys.
Is that safe? Would you ever, as a pilot, you drive by one of those things, like, you know, helicopter tours.
I mean, it's what I did in Hawaii,
but
man.
It's in the guy's front yard, and yeah. You know, it's a double wide, and I'm sure he's got some military experience or many hours in the cockpit. Would you say that that's a safe little trip to take?
I would say yes, because a lot of those dudes are like, they work on their own stuff. So if they work on their own stuff, then they should be confident enough to fly their own stuff.
All right. Okay.
Makes sense. I mean, I know they're confident enough to fly their own stuff, but like, so we did the one in Hawaii, you know, and it's Hawaii. So I just picture something different. And they showed up like this warehouse and they do your weight and all this kind of thing. And they send us back to this pilot, man. And the first thing I see is this helicopter. And I'm like, I feel like he went to IKEA and put this thing together. And then he had like the big Sam Elliott mustache and all that kind of thing. Zero interest in us. But we flew around, you know, but even on the inside, yeah. I'm looking, I'm like, well, there's duct tape there. There's duct, I don't know what was supposed to be there, but there's something that was supposed to be in this panel that is not there
but
now.
But if you're like a plane crashes, helicopter crashes, you know, in all 50 states, it's the last two. It's always Hawaii and Alaska.
Well, sure.
I mean, where planes are, you know, like smaller planes going down left and right all the time.
Well, Alaska, I get it. For sure.
I mean, there's just more planes in Alaska because people travel by bush planes every day. And then in California, I mean, I remember being in Orange County sitting on a beach. I'd never seen so many helicopters in my life.
Really? Just like private helicopters?
Just like going up and down, yeah.
Okay.
When did food do you dirty? 206-803-ROCK.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.